Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Brianna Robinson with Partners Aligned Toward Health.
Well, it is good to see you again, and the Sizzling Summer Program continues to move right along. What's been happening?
Well, we've done some really fun stuff in the past couple weeks. Last week, we had soccer and yard games, and then the week before that, we did our Bikes and Wheels event, which always is a huge turnout.
Did they have a lot of fun riding their bikes and everything around the square?
Oh, yeah. We had so many kids, and they had such a fun time.
That's really something that's neat. Of course, during the Crash Fair weekend, you usually go over and do some soccer, so you did that. So now you're back to the town square. So what's going to be going on this Saturday, as in tomorrow?
This Saturday, we are doing the backyard zip line that we do every year with Tow River Health District.
Okay, so it's their term. So backyard zip line, what's it about?
Basically, they do a zip line from one side of the square to the other, and you can zip all the way across, and it is super fun.
Okay, not real high up in the air?
No, it's not really high up. There's really not a minimum age or weight. If you want, you could even take the really little ones and just walk with them, and they enjoy that as well.
Well, that sounds like it'll be fun. It'll be set up from when to when?
From 10 a.m. to noon.
Okay. And you said this one was the Tow River Health District, is that right?
Yes.
So we appreciate those folks. We're working with you guys to have a lot of fun. And, of course, the idea is get out and bring the family and just have a big time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
So now that'll be this Saturday. What about the next Saturday?
The next Saturday is the inflatable slip and slide that we do every single year. Mm-hmm. And that is through Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force and Appalachian Youth to Youth this year.
Oh, okay, cool. The slip and slide, what's involved? I mean, it's kind of obvious, but tell us what that's like.
For this year, we have an inflatable slip and slide, and then we also have a splash pool for the younger kids that don't want to get on the actual slip and slide.
Pretty good size thing, that inflatable one, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty big, and we have a lot of adults that climb on it as well.
Okay. The fun part of this, whether it be the zip line this weekend or the slip and slide next weekend, it's free.
It's free, and it's for all ages. You can bring your children, and you can bring your grandma. It doesn't matter.
and it sounds like they will all have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They really will.
Fun.
So then there'll be one more weekend after that. It's hard to believe it's going a little longer than usual, but it is hard to believe it's just about over. And the last weekend will be the NAACP folks. What are they going to do?
So they'll be doing Hooping, Hollering, and Dance Fitness, and they did this last year as well. They'll be doing Dance Fitness up on the stage, and then they're also going to be doing a really fun collaboration with Penland with chalk art at the same time.
Oh, cool. So all mm-hmm. that'll be going on, and that'll be not this weekend or the next, but the one after that, and then that wraps it up for the year.
Yes, the last one by NAACP will be on August 24th.
And by then, school will already be up and running, and move on into all the rest of the things that'll be happening across the fall of the year. It's been a successful series this year, hasn't it?
It really has, and we've had a couple extra Saturdays thrown in there. It'll be nice to stretch out the summer just a little bit longer by having one after school starts, and we're looking forward to it, and it's been a great year.
Okay, well, that's great. So, again, coming up on this Saturday, as in the 10th, it's going to be
the backyard zip line.
And then the next Saturday, which is the 17th,
it'll be the inflatable slip and slide.
And then the next Saturday, which is the 24th,
is Hoopin', Hollerin', and Dance Fitness.
All right. So we hope folks will get involved in all those. Burnsville Town Square, basically the hours for all three of those are
10 a.m. to noon.
Their standard time, 10 to noon. Mm-hmm. So be sure to bring the family out. That's the whole idea. Get out and have some fun and enjoy being outside and all the fun things going on in the area. Our guest today, Brianna Robinson from PATH, Partners Aligned Towards Health, and the Sizzling Summer Series. Brianna, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.